So here we go.
Thank you.
right, some great stuff there. So let me know if that tempo is okay for you guys. I think last week I went a little too fast, I think, in general. But this week I'm trying to control myself. Great tempo, John. All right, great. Charles, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to see you.
Pamela? Great set of tunes.
Allison, I don't know if I... Michael, I don't know if I said hello to you guys yet. Pippa. And V. VZ iPad. All right, who else am I missing here? There's a whole bunch of people. Anyway, there's a lot of people who are not showing their face tonight.
Hi, John. It's Sharon. I just logged on.
Hey, right, Sharon. Good to see you. Well, I can't see you yet. There you go. Now I can see you.
Hi, Sharon. So,
how you doing, honey? How's Chuck?
He's good. It's the last night of his writing class, so he's
all right.
Someplace else.
Well, all my friends here tonight, Sharon and Chuck are good friends of mine, and they're from Arizona, and they were brave enough to...
Or stupid enough,
as Dan said, to go on a bicycle tour around Connemara with us. And they are avid bikers, and we are not.
I am. Sharon, we'll talk.
All right. So, well, John did it. He did it even the day that we did like 40 miles.
Yeah. So, first time on a bike in 45 years, and I did it. But now I have to say, in fairness, it was an electric bike, but still, I was still pedaling like a son of a gun.
And how was the bike?
The bike was fine. The horse was killing me.
And how are the saddle sores?
Let me tell you. We're not going to talk about that.
You know, that reminds me of Sean Smith, the fiddle player from Lunasa.
Sure.
We grew up together. We were very good friends. And he said when he was a kid, he took his bike to the local store. And he said, I went into the store, he says, and when I came out, he says, there was me bike up against the wall, gone.
I think Kevin Crawford can elaborate on that story.
I'm sure he could. So yes,
he can.
All right, so let's do, we'll keep it nice and easy for me. Willie Coleman's and Gallagher's Frolics, how's that? So that's, I think it's...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, don't forget to mute yourselves. Okay. Ready? 3, 4.
Thank you.
There we go. Let me go see. We have the same amount, I think, as we did last week, which is really exciting.
So, good tempo, John.
Everybody for being here. Mark, you made it. Good to see you, buddy. So,
hello, John. Can you hear me? Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Which Patrick? There's a few Patricks.
Patrick Doherty. This is my
hey,
first.
Patrick, there you are. I see you.
My first night here. It's my first night.
It's your first night. And where are you from, Patrick?
I'm living in Leitrim, County, in Ireland.
Yeah.
Manor Hamilton, Leeds, in Leitrim.
Okay. Well, lovely to have you. But we have a few people from Ireland here tonight.
Hi, John. It's Maggie from Bath, Maine here.
Maggie, how are you? Good to see you.
Good.
So it's very exciting. Like I said, we have Jim. How are you? I don't think I said hello to you yet. Maybe I did. I can't
remember. Hey. Hi.
Michael.
First time from Maryland, Tacoma Park.
Lovely.
Thanks.
I'm going to be in that neck of the woods in May and July.
You got it. You got a show? You got a show coming up?
It's definitely a show. I have my younger son is graduating law school in May in Catholic University in D.C. And then he's getting married in July 10th. And then he has to take the bar exam at the end of July.
And well, then, that was sounding like a fun month up until that.
Well, listen, and then it gets worse.
Yeah, that's real close to me.
It gets worse because the first week in August, he starts a new job as a clerk for a federal judge in North Carolina. So he has to graduate, get married, pass the bar, and move to North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, within a month. I told him he's a brave soul. God bless him.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So
the youth.
So I'll be traveling to and from that area quite a bit.
I did three quarters of that when I took the bar exam.
You did?
Where? I married the year before.
You married? Oh, yeah. You took the easy route. Wimp.
25% of the equation.
It's just wimps. That's all it is. So.
I know. We're losers.
Hey, take it easy over there. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. If I didn't say hello to you, it's because I can't see your name. But a big hello to everybody. Thanks for being here. All right. What do you want to do? Maybe we'll just go down and we'll play a couple of hornpipes.
The Pleasures of Hope. You know that one?
Let's do Kitty's Wedding. And then I have to get the music for Cronin's.
Oh, no. Cronin's?
How does it go? Oh, well,
how does it go?
Is it like that?
Oh,
maybe we got different Cronin's.
What's your
Cronin's?
Who was playing Cronin's?
I'm thinking of this one.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to play.
All right, I can't find the music, so I'll give it my best shot. Well, maybe we can start with that one. And then we'll go into Kitty's Wedding and make it a little easier for me to remember.
How does Kitty's Wedding go?
That's a fairly easy one there. Hold on a second now, because I got to get back. There you go.
Thank you.
lovely tunes, you know, even though they're fairly standard tunes, they're really, really lovely tunes. And I was all excited. We were at 79, and then all of a sudden we lost somebody. I can't believe that.
We're back at 79.
We have 79. It says participants 79, and we actually, I saw we had 80, so somebody left.
Pretty sure it wasn't me.
I'm glad it wasn't you.
For me.
How could they do that to me?
All right. I'll log in on another machine and make you get up to 80.
All right, so I had fun now doing this set list this week because I got all these slides on polkas and stuff. So, but, you know, I just can't remember how these bloody things start. So I have to go to, just I don't read the music, I just get a reference of how the tune starts. So let's do Miko Russell's and The Star Above. Oh, there's The Star Above the Guard. I've got that one. So how was the tempo so far in the hornpipe? Is that all right?
Tempo's good.
Okay. You just let me know if I start picking it up a little too much. Or if I get too slow. I actually got to play once with Miko Russell when I was a kid. A long time ago. Of course.
Was that in London?
No, I was in Ireland at the time. We were on a holiday there. So of course now I'm even though I'm looking, because I don't actually read music, I'm looking at it and it still doesn't. I was hoping I could do this because I'm playing slow, but we might not have any luck here, but let me see. I'm just a brave soul willing to do this crazy stuff live. And so I do it so that you understand that I'm human too. And, you know.
Human John, before you start, let me just say hi to my friend Peter, who I think just joined us. You saw for the first time.
Charles. Yeah. I was
hey. Hey, there you are. Finally found you.
I haven't gone anywhere.
Me either. All right.
I want to interrupt John. But I can almost point to where John is, you know, he's on an island.
That you can.
All right. Well, let's start with the Miko Russell's and I'll give it my best shot. I kind of know it, but. We'll be playing this one really slow, not for you, but for me. Okay. Okay. Ready. Bye. wasn't great, but it wasn't too horrible. So I'm sorry about that. I probably shouldn't do that anymore. I don't want to chase you guys away.
No, it was great. You're wrong.
Well, if it's any consolation to you, it's the first time I ever played the Star Above the Garter in my life.
Really?
So,
you sounded like you'd played it before, so you fooled us.
I'm not really a sight reader, but I kind of had it in my head from all the sessions. You know, you guys know if you go to a lot of sessions, you kind of hear little bits of tunes here and there. So, I'm sorry if I upset anybody there. Please don't.
John, you said you're not reading. You don't read music. Are you reading ABC? Is that how you're doing this?
No. I can read music a little bit, but I'm not a sight reader. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's okay with me, John. I'm learning along with you.
We're learned together. That's it. So, see, I scared one person away after that set. We're down two now already from 80. So
maybe they went to get friends and bring them with them.
Maybe that would be great.
Or they went to get somebody.
Well, we beat last week. I think we had 74 last week, so we're doing okay. All right, let's get back to a couple of reels.
Right here last.
Get back to my comfort zone here.
Right here last.
All right, Jan wants to do the redhead last. I'm going to have a sip of my tea.
What's that first jig?
What was the first jig?
Yeah.
The one we just played, that was the slides. That was
the slides.
Yeah, that was Michael Russell's.
Michael Russell's?
Yeah.
And the Star Above the Garter, okay.
Yeah, and the Star Above the Garter, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I highly recommend these mugs if you've never had one. My son got me this mug. It's a Yeti. Yeah. It's the best bloody mug I've ever had in my entire life, and I'm 61. So let me tell you, this keeps your tea hot for hours. I mean, not minutes, like hours. That's been sitting there for two sets of tunes, and I still can barely drink it. It's so hot. All right. So we're going to do the Redhead last set. I recorded this set. We played this. I do what I'm told. I was told to repeat some stuff. So we've done these a lot of these tunes before. The Redhead Les Ormond Sound and the Scholar was recorded on my Fresh Take CD with Eileen Ivers. So, oh, we're back up to 79.
Who's counting?
It's all about the numbers, folks. I'm really excited. And then. And then, okay.
Thank you.
Tunes, a couple of great tunes there. So I hope that was okay tempo wise. Feel free. I can't read the chat, so if you want to relay something to me, you gotta unmute and tell me, because
somebody had just requested Jig of Slurs if we have time.
Who requested that?
I'm not sure. I don't have the chat in front of me, so I can mute and unmute myself.
Carla
asked
for it, yeah.
All right, so we'll see. We'll try and get it done.
I've always called that one the Jug of Slugs.
The Jug of Slugs. All right. Let's do King of the Fairies. Why not? I mean, no, let's do a couple of polkas first. We haven't done any polkas yet. I got to get my music again. So it was interesting, the Bally Desmond... polkas, it's kind of interesting. There's so many Bally Desmond polkas. But we're going to do, let's do the other set, the Maids of Armagh, which is really, really, the Maids of Ardagh, and the Memories of Ballymote. So the first one is fairly common tune. So I haven't played that one too much in my... I'm going to turn the volume down on this phone that is pinging away here. I'm sorry about that. But it's a lovely tune to play for dancing. The Memories of Ballymote. ¶¶ I might not play it exactly as it's written, but anyway. So here we are. Ready, 3, 4. Too bad. A couple of dicey little parts there, but I've never played that second tune really before either. But it's a lovely polka. I think I might have done it in a session where somebody else was carrying the tune, and I kind of faked my way through it. But how is the tempo there? It was, you know, sometimes it's funny. You get these tunes that, and you get it like the first tune was fairly straightforward. It's like some of the slides you have to be really careful, because you get a tune that doesn't have a lot of notes, and then you go into the second tune that has a ton of notes, and all of a sudden you're going like the blazes of hell, you know? And so I wasn't thinking about that when I put those two tunes together. We probably should have done the second one first, and it would have had a bit more even tempo. But All right, now let's do King of the Fairies now. One of my favorite tunes of all time.
Lovely music, John. Lovely.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm giving it my best. It's one of my favorite tunes here, King of the Fairies. Thank you. One of my favorite tunes of all time. It's just such a great tune. So
very nice, John.
So I'm all excited. Now we're up to 83. It's like, this is unbelievable. It's like,
John, do you always repeat the B part?
I actually do, but I don't think I did tonight, to be honest with you.
You did twice out of the three times.
Yeah. I thought I kind of messed up.
Because when I learned it, I learned it only to play the B part once. Do you find it both ways?
I've always played it A-A-B-B.
Okay.
Except tonight, because I messed up. I got too excited.
I think maybe the set dance, when the dancers do it, there's only one B. Maybe
right. I think if they're doing the stepping to the set dance, it's probably once, because otherwise you'd kill them. Those poor kids would be dead by the end of it.
I can verify that my son was a competitive step dancer, and yeah.
Could you play that at dance tempo, just a little bit of it?
Dance tempo? I think it's probably a little slower, isn't it?
Okay. Thanks.
You know, I played one fashion my entire career. Uh-huh. And I said never again. And of course, this was back in, I think this was probably 81, I think. And back then, they hardly paid the musicians. And now they pay the musicians actually quite a bit of money to do these feshes. They'd need it, you know, the torture. Can you imagine playing one tune for like 4 or 5 hours? I mean, it would drive me absolutely insane, I'd be honest with you. No offense. I know a lot of the players, and they're actually really, really good musicians. But it's just, it wasn't my cup of tea, to be honest with you, you know? Speaking of which.
I did a quick search. It kind of, there's a traditional speed, which is like, I think 109, 110, and then there would be a really slow championship speed that would be in the...
Right, a lot of steps. Yeah. A lot of steps and jumping in the air and showboating.
I think that's one where they would... there's certain dances where all the kids do pretty much exact same step to the traditional set dances, right. Like St. Patrick's Day and Job of Journey Work.
All right, let's get back to reels, I think.
You're going to talk about the master sessions?
Yeah, I am. So, my boss has given me the orders here. So, I think I mentioned it at the very beginning, but maybe I didn't. I can't remember. But, you know, I mention this every Wednesday. I know you guys are at the slow session, but we do have the master session. I feel a little bit better this afternoon because we've got a few more people. But I'll be honest with you, I can't believe that Mike McGoldrick didn't sell out. I mean, I've never met Angela Usher, and I've heard her playing, and she's absolutely beautiful, beautiful banjo player. But my God, I mean, Mike McGoldrick is probably the greatest flute player. No offense to Kevin Crawford, I'm a very dear friend of, but probably the greatest flute player, low whistle player born since Matt Malloy. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. Anyway, so if you can't come, if you could spread the word around about Saturday's slow session with Michael McGoldrick. They're going to be in the same room together, which is really cool. Live from Manchester at 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock East Coast time, and I think 10 o'clock.
So do they perform or teach, or what happens exactly?
It's a session, but so we do... I mean, I thought of this because of this session. I did this session for 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe if we did a master session, I could talk to these guys who have lost a lot of work and open up this opportunity. And so it's the same idea, but except it's not a slow session. You know, it's the play. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of them haven't played terribly fast, to be honest with you. But, you know, they would play normally, and they, I asked him for a set of tunes. If I have three different people in three different locations, myself included in that, then we have three sets of tunes from a set of tunes from each artist, and we draw from that set, and we play and we chat and we talk. And you know, I mean, Mike McGoldrick's resume is just phenomenal. I mean, you know, not only in traditional music, but I mean, he's been touring with Mark Knopfler since 2006.
So do you get a list ahead of time or not?
Yeah, you get a list of everything ahead of time, just like this. We send out the list on Friday, unless you sign up late. And some people do sign up on Saturday, which drives me absolutely crazy. And I try to get about 30 people, because that way I can actually pay them a reasonable amount of money. And you got to remember, you know, some of these people are losing an awful lot of money. You know, these are the cream of the crop, and they're not doing gigs around the world for $200. You know, they're doing gigs for a lot of money.
And John, I just have to say, I've been to several of them, and these artists are amazing, and they're very, it's very wonderful to sit there and play with them, because you can just doodle along and you're not bothering them. It's like being in a session with them. It's wonderful.
Right. Thank you, Marilyn. Well, that was the idea. So, you know, I said last week, so for anybody that's new here, if you just imagine you pay $25 or more, or even if you want to put it in the upper echelon of the genre, $120 for Riverdance. And, you know, some of these people that are on my Saturday sessions are performers with Riverdance. And, you know, you go to the show and you go home. That's it. You don't get to meet them. You don't get to chat with them. And you certainly don't get to play with them. So, I mean, what an amazing opportunity. I think the fact that they agreed to do it in the first place was very humbling for me. When I called everyone, all the 11 master sessions we have set up already, not one of them hesitated and said no. There was one person that can't do it for physical reasons, but not because they didn't want to. And that may change if we keep it going. You know, we'll see what happens. This might be something that's, you know, long term. I mean, I've been doing my Mondays with John for 6 years, and there was no pandemic, and I got people to show up every Monday night. So, I mean, this might be something, you know. We have Michael McGoldrick this week, Kevin Burke next week. So you get to sit and play, and you get to talk to him. You can ask him questions. So, you know,
hey, John, your link, your hyperlink to Michael McGoldrick and Des Donnelly was fantastic. I think everybody should go over there because it's a really incredible performance there.
Right.
But to give you an idea of what Mike McGoldrick is about, if you've never heard him play.
Yeah, we try to give as much information as possible. In fact, I have to credit Lisa for doing that. She's my go-to person with all this tech stuff, because I'll be honest with you, I spent half the day with PayPal today. It drove me crazy. I asked Lisa to put up the videos from YouTube. So you can go to the event page, or you can go to YouTube and Google them. But I tried to pick videos that would represent what they're going to be doing on Saturday, and not the concert stuff that they're doing. And because Michael plays everything, you know, Andalusian music and Bulgarian music and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, him and Des Donnelly playing flute and fiddle together is fantastic. And then Angela, that was the best video that I could find of Angela's playing, and it's representative of her new CD, and she's great. So
I knew nothing about her, and she was really unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her either, to be quite... Listen, I never met Michael McGoldrick. I left England when he was young, you know, so we never actually got the chance to meet, but I've spoken more to Michael in the last week than I have in my entire life.
And you've spoken to me, maybe.
Yeah. And he's a really, really wonderful guy to talk to. I mean, he's laid back. He's not anything like, I mean, if you have an idea of somebody that's done the incredible things he has in music, you'd be shocked. He's such an amenable, gentle kind of guy, and loves the tradition. We talked about our fathers and the influence our parents had on us. And His father was a better musician than my father, but he said he was a pretty good whistle player. So anyway, I don't want
to... The best thing is I get to use the word Mancarian when I talk about him, which I never get to use in otherwise.
Hi, John. I wanted to just tell you how much I loved. I went to one of those master sessions with Joni Madden, and just playing with her was like, you know, a dream come true, aside from being so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Getting to meet her, I'd never really had, I just heard of her, and I heard she was the best penny whistler, woman penny whistler around. But it was, and just meeting her, she's such a lovely, delightful person. I hope you'll bring her back. I mean, she's a great, great player, but.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, we'll have to see how they go. So I can't go week to week struggling to get 30 people for some of these great people, and I refuse to have them for less. Is look, $20 to sit and play with these guys for 2 hours and hear stories, and you know, I mean, it's really nothing when you put it together. That's like two cups of coffee in some places, you know, really, you know, when you think about it. So
may I interject?
Yes, please, Lisa. Lay me straight.
No, you're good. But I just wanted to expound on, there was something about videos of these folks playing. The videos are on a Facebook page called Whelan Master Sessions that is the hub for all of this that's going on Facebook. But I also snuck the videos into the email reminder for this slow session. So if you have that email that got you here and you haven't listen to those videos yet or given them a look, it's worth doing. That's where you can find them. They're linked in the email itself. And then if you feel like getting the word out, word of mouth is really the best way to bring people into these things when they hear how amazing it is or how amazing the artists are. And there's a tab on John's website. If you go across the top and it says Master Sessions, I also put the link in the chat here. That's where all the information lives, along with the list of other upcoming artists.
Right, and while we're talking about videos, I had a discussion with Lisa about Michael has been taking care of the video stuff for these slow sessions, and our mailing list is up to over 350, I think, right now, and so obviously we don't have 350 people here at the slow session, and so it's just a matter of principle for me. I don't want to do it, which we have been doing, but I'm going to stop. I don't want to be sending the email out to 350 people, the video recording of this to 350 people that don't attend. I think it would take away from your attendance and your participation in this event. So the best way around that without giving us a ton of work to do, which would then make this not even worth me doing, time-wise, or Lisa for that matter. So what we're going to do is the video from tonight, we're going to put, Lisa is going to put that in the chat next Wednesday. So if you want the video from today, you can get it next Wednesday. It's not that I want to force you guys to come back every week, but I just, we can't separate the email list for each session and all that kind of stuff. It's just a mountain of bloody work. And, I can't afford the time because I have to do other things. But
John, just to be clear, it's not a video, just the audio.
Sorry, audio. Yeah. Okay. You're right. I meant to say audio. Yeah, forget video. Video is out of the question. We'd need the Pentagon to bloody do videos this long. So
that's a great idea, putting it in chat. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, most of you are regulars. You're here every week. And if you want the video, I have no problem with you guys getting the video. I do have a moral issue with sending it out to every 350 people. First of all, it doesn't give them, who already are not here, the incentive to come in the first place. So anyway, that's the way I feel about it. And I'm pretty strong in my opinion sometimes. But I think that's fair. That's the fairer way to look at it. So, all right. So, let's move on and play some music. I did enough talk. Oh, yeah. And again, and Alicia, maybe you can put it up there, but I'm always asked to put it up. This is free to everybody, especially the newcomers you hear. This is free, but people like to put in the tip jar, so if you want to do that, that's fine. If you don't, you know, I promised I'll talk to you again. Maybe not for a long time, but I will. But I will talk to you. All right. So let's do more reels. Okay. Father Kelly's, another one of my favorite tunes. So Father Kelly's and Dowd's, and then whoever Carla, I think, had the request, we'll do some jigs and we'll add the jigger slurs. How's that? So okay, Father Kelly's and Dow's number 9, okay? 3, 4. Thank you. a great tune. I got that. I learned that tune from Joe Cooley, actually, who recorded it on his album with Desi Moquer, right before he passed away. And if you didn't know that story, Brendan Moquer was my teacher. Desi Moquer's banjo player, brother, played the fiddle, and he was a teacher in England, music teacher, private teacher. And so he was my teacher, and he brought a bunch of us out when we were in over for the Flockhill, I think. And we ended up in this pub somewhere. I was 13, I think, and waited forever. It seemed like ever. I don't know how long it was. You know, I was a kid, but it seemed like hours and hours. And then finally Joe Cooley showed up and played for a while. And that was unbelievable. It was amazing. I wish I appreciated it more when I was 13, as much as I do now. But all right, so we're going to do jigs. Okay, so let's do the Conic Winds Rambles, I think. If we're going to do the Jigger Slurs, I know it's kind of like an all-D thing, so I apologize to the accompanists, but the Jigger Slurs is in the key of D as well. But what the heck? Just, they're great tunes. So and then so it's actually a Scottish tune, but that's okay. We like some of the Scottish. You know, there's actually, you'd be surprised at how many tunes are played in the Irish Yarma that are actually Scottish. A lot of people don't know that. Like the Tom Bolton set, Michael Coleman. And when I talked to Jerry O'Sullivan, who's a great historian of tunes, I think he said at least two of those tunes were actually Scottish and not Irish. But I've been playing the Tom Bolton set since I was 13 years old, you know. So anyway, so here we go. 3, 4. Thank you. find it. It's a really fun tune, isn't it? Especially when you play it. Of course, they play it really, really fast. It's the kind of tune that, in some ways, really has to be played pretty fast. But it's so wild and wacky. So, Jimmy, I'll join you.
It's nice to slow it down, though. Now I can actually know what the notes are supposed to be.
What was that?
I said it's nice that you slowed it down for us because now I actually know what the notes are supposed to be.
I
only hear it in sessions.
It wouldn't rock my boat anyway, that tune.
It wouldn't rock your boat?
No.
That's the Irish in you, Jimmy. You know?
Yeah, there's some songs I like and some tunes I like, you know?
Well, you know, we have this discussion all the time, right? So I have this discussion with some of my pupils. Not naming any names, but... So, you know, you are going to learn tunes that you don't actually like. So it doesn't mean you don't learn them. right? So, you know, if you want to play in sessions, you learn the tunes that are in sessions, and not every tune you're going to play in a session is a tune that you like. You know, I think the idea is to challenge yourself in times like that to think about what you could do with the actual tune itself, right? And how creative you can be with that melody to make it more interesting for you. All right. So on the flip side of that, and I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent here, but on the flip side of that, when if I have a beginner, the worst thing in the world, I think, that anybody could do to a beginner is give them like Dawning of the Day or Three Blind Mice or something like that. I mean, you know, if you've never played an instrument, never played a tune, the degree of difficulty is going to be the same, whether you learn a real jig, hornpipe, or whatever. So a lot of my students, I give them really tough tunes, challenging tunes to learn. And, you know, like in a session, everything you do on that your instrument is a learning process, right? So you might as well jump in the deep end and go for it, you know. I mean,
yeah.
No offense to those melodies, Jimmy, but, you know.
Yeah, good enough.
Put me to sleep, that stuff, you know. Anyway, all right. How are we doing for time here?
Yeah.
We got a lot of time left. Let me see.
How about Miss Monaghan?
Love it. Well, we just did, didn't we just, oh no, we did jigs. Oh yeah, so let's do Miss Monaghan's then.
How are you, John? Oh,
Dave,
we did it already.
You already did it.
Yeah, we did it already. You snooze, you lose. What can I tell you?
I was late.
We won't hold it against you. I can't even see who. Now, let me see. Now I've got to see who was late. Who was it?
This is Carmel. I was a little late getting here.
Where are you, Carlo? I can't see you. There's so many people on the screen.
Carmel.
Miss Monaghan swinging on the gate in Old High Reel was the very first one that
very first John one did. And yeah. I was late. Yes. I was late. Oh, I'll get you next time.
We won't hold it against you.
Do you have more polkas for us?
Let me see. Tim Maloney's? You want to do that set? Drowsy Maggie and the Heathery Breeze. So you know, we used to play that a lot in the 70s, and I'm not so sure it's a huge session tune here, but I absolutely love it. And then Drowsy. Three wonderful tunes there. So, thank you.
John. Hey, this is Kay here. I really liked that slightly faster tempo. That was perfect. Thank you.
All right, let's do the Belly Desmond. And the Tarn War. I gotta find that music for that puppy. Right here. All right, I got it. So the did I print out the Belly Desmond? I don't think I printed. I know it. Hey, who can start the Belly Desmond for me? Give me an idea.
Which one?
I'm flipping through the screen and nobody's. I know. Session, I should know better. Jan. Oh my God. I don't know what to do.
One.
We do that. God, I'm losing my mind now. It's been a long day, folks. I really apologize. And my neck is killing me. I can't even remember what I just played.
I think you started O'Sullivan.
Let's do that one. And then... Okay. Of course, not that fast, of course. Right. Thank you. Great tune. Never played it before.
Don, what was that second one?
What was the first one as well?
That was Maid of Our Death. But
I'm sorry, I don't know what that was called. The Ballet does one. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember how it's
called.
The first
one we played earlier on, I think, did we not?
Don't hold it against me. Come back next week, will you?
I think Ben's right that it was the two more.
I'll have to rectify all the mistakes I just made this week and do it right next week. Right, Jimmy?
Yep. If you get it wrong, you get it right next time.
All right.
Hey, John, do you have a name for that second polka?
All right, we got 4 minutes.
I don't think you can.
You want to finish with reels, or you want to do jigs, or you want to do hornpipes?
I think he's unmuted, is he? Unmuted.
He's got it unmuted.
All raise your hand. Jigs. And you got to keep your hands in the air because I've got to switch screens here. Jigs.
Jigs.
Screen number two. No,
we have a real screen and a jig screen.
You guys are killing me here. I mean, screen three is half of it's blacked out, so I have no idea what they want.
What about both?
Okay, let's do it again. Jigs, hands in the air. Okay, jigs win. I'm not even going to go to the next screen. The first. Okay, screen number two, you've got to perform better next week because screen number one was just outrageous with all the hands in the air. You guys are like half asleep there. You know? Screen number three, half of you are blacked out. So, I mean, you're going to have to switch screens next week.
All right.
So the question then, oh, no, the cash. All right.
Cash and cherish the ladies.
The cash and cherish the ladies.
Cherish and cherish.
And once again, we want to thank Michael for taking charge of the recording and all that technical stuff for us. Thanks to Lisa for doing all the emails and setting up the website and all the other stuff that she's been doing for me. And thanks to my wife, Jen, for making me tea and dinner coming up. And thank you to you, everybody, for coming out.
Fish stick night tonight.
Just like back home. A couple of
thank you, John, of bread for doing
butter
this.
And slam some fish in between it, and there you have it. Right, Patrick? We never had it so good, Patrick. I do miss the old chip van, Patrick.
All right, yeah.
You still have the chip vans?
Not so much now, no, not with the pandemic.
I can't hear you. Are you muted, Patrick? I can't hear you.
Sorry. I've lost you now.
I can't hear you. Forget about it. It's too late. We'll take up this discussion next week. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to put the word out about the master sessions. And God bless you all. Have a great week. And maybe I'll see some of you on Saturday. If not, I'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, John.
Are we at 97? Am I just dreaming? Does somebody have like five screens up and running at the same time?
That's it.
Thanks a million.
That we would have 90.
From Tipperary.
That is unbelievable. We must have a lot of people that just came late or came back or something. All right. I'm 99. That's
amazing.
I don't know. I want to recount.
Ben, let's stay here.
Keep going. All right. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
Cash and
church. And the church. That's it right here. Thank you. Come on now, let's go. Play it like you mean it. Thanks so much for being here.